All right, despite the weather, we are back for hour two of the game. You can't be serious at 5:50. We'll have an update, some comments from Gene Taylor made to the Dodge City Globe that I think have gone somewhat under the radar in our next segment at 5:25. Here in the open, we opened up the show discussing, in part, the all-time record at K-State for yards per carry, which was set by Darren Sproles. For anybody with 100-plus carries, can Alex Barnes chase that down, so to speak, in 2017? We'll get to another aspect of that here in just a moment. I'm going to let this sit and marinate, though. We'll talk about this in depth at some point in the hour, but this is just too good from Twitter that I saw come across just recently. I have to just put it out there, let this sink in for everybody, because this is phenomenal, especially on a slow day when the sports world needs something like this. Tommy Tuberville delivered, the one-time Auburn head coach, the one-time Texas Tech head coach. Is he still the head coach at Cincinnati?
I believe that he was either fired or was forced to resign after last season. I'm going to look into that.
And he's just been decidedly average, it seems like, at the latter two stops with Texas Tech and then Cincinnati. Here is what he told a radio show. It's the Rick and Bubba radio show. No idea.
He did step down, by the way, after a 4-8 season.
Okay, there we go. Will you look up the Rick and Bubba radio show
yes.
for me? Tell me where that's at,
man.
Because that would be important.
Did
too.
They get that from Deadspin?
The name generator, like Wacky and Stormy, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba radio.
Yeah, Rick and Bubba is in that vicinity.
Yeah, I found it.
Where is it at? What city are we talking here?
Mobile.
Mobile,
like
Alabama.
Mobile.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So I guess because of the Auburn connection there, they're talking to him. So it was not to a Lubbock radio station. That's the important part here. This quote from Tommy Tuberville came on the Rick and Bubba show in Mobile, Alabama. Quote, you run me off at Auburn and you ship me to Lubbock, Texas. I'm going to tell you what. That's like going to Siberia. Somebody asked me, what's Lubbock like? It looked like Iraq.
Oh, my goodness.
That is Tommy Tuberville on his time in Lubbock.
That's so good. That's gold. We've never gotten...
Well, that's one way to describe it, I suppose.
In 3 years on this show, I don't know if we've gotten anything that good.
Oh, man. That is... Yes, first of all, for the Rick and Bubba radio program.
Good for them.
That's going to generate some headlines and reverberate back in Lubbock, Texas, I am sure. But I'll let that sit there, and we'll talk more about that later on in the hour. It looks like 5:40 in that segment. Man, that just cracks me up. All right, we'll get a little more serious here. Again, it was an ESPN piece that had brought up a record that could fall for every top 25 team this year. K-State was in the top 25. The record they put that could fall for K-State was Darren Sproles' all-time yards per carry record at K-State for backs that had at least 100 attempts. It was just under 6.5 yards per carry, which is ridiculous. 6.49 in 2004, all things to it, was not 2003. 2004, the tough four-win year for K-State, Darren Sproles averaged almost 6.5 yards a carry. Alex Barnes last year on 56 carries had 7.9 yards per rush, which is even more ridiculous, quite obviously. He gained 5-plus yards on 68% of his carries, did not have a single negative carry throughout the entire year. Now, the first question that we asked ourselves early on is, okay, let's make sure he's going to get 100 carries. I say that somewhat facetiously because last year the storyline throughout the year was us and many others begging for Alex Barnes to get the football more. I think this year with the departure of Charles Jones, that will be in order. For point of reference, Charles Jones had 115 carries last year, 142 in 2015, and 133 in 2014. So all 3 years there when he was the starter, mainly in title, more so than in the way that it actually played out, he still had 100-plus carries. So Barnes looks like he is in line for that. He has also displayed an ability to be very consistent in picking up chunks of yardage every time that he totes the football. The other thing that I think works in his favor and makes a daunting appearing record in reach for him is just the fact that the offense should be better. I mean, that's been one of the biggest talking points about this team going into 2017, outside of the fact that we just expect the bar to be pretty high for where they're going to be at this year, preseason top 25 team. The biggest storyline that we talk about is just how good and dynamic and versatile this offense could be. I mean, on paper, there's no doubt that this is going to be a better offense than what you had last year in 2016. Am I wrong in saying that? Off base in saying that?
Should be. Absolutely should be.
The offensive line, you are losing Terrell Johnson, who turned into a very good offensive lineman by the end of his career, but you have 80% of the starts back on the offensive line. Guys like Dalton Reisner, you know, back for another year. Just the cohesiveness there, the job that Charlie Dickey always does with the offensive lines. I mean, you'd expect the guys up there blocking for him to be as good, if not better, this year. Jesse Ertz, assuming he can stay healthy, now has a full year under his belt. This is not breaking in a new quarterback. Ertz is going to know what he's doing. Ertz is a mobile guy. You can utilize both of those guys in the run game. That's another huge step here. And we know about all the numbers about year two quarterbacks under Bill Snyder. They have traditionally performed incredibly well and taken big strides. So you expect that his quarterback is going to be better. His wide receiver should be better. I know we were somewhat disappointed, taken aback by where they were ranked amongst the Big 12 bloggers in wide receivers going into next year. But Byron Pringle has a year of experience. Dominic Heath, he's proved himself to be a solid slot guy. You're adding in the mix Carlos Strickland. The receivers should be better. I mean, there's literally not a single part of the offense that you would think takes a step back this year.
And that's so important in college football in this day and age, because if you look at the top offenses in college football, 9 out of 10 of them are teams that are very successful in both the run and the pass, and it's because they're successful in the run that they can pass the ball and vice versa. Now, Texas Tech would be that outlier. They've never tried to run the ball. They've got that system. They can throw it all over the yard. That's great. That works for them. But you look at a Baylor, and the perception about Baylor, and of course it's now a very different Baylor, but back in the Art Briles days, the perception was that they just threw it all over the yard, and that's the only way they could beat you. But they led the Big 12 in rushing 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And no one ever talked about that because they were so good on the edge with their receivers. And I think that with K-State, if they are going to get big years out of Byron Pringle and Isaiah Zuber and maybe Carlos Strickland, and you have that second-year jump with Jesse Ertz that we've talked about, Bill Snyder quarterbacks making a jump from year one to year two, along with that offensive line, that should really open things up for Alex Barnes to be extremely successful on the ground, and I think that's where all this starts, is just the balance of K-State's offense.
Yeah, and I love that you bring up Shaq Linwood, because he is a sterling example here, and we'll get to that in just a moment.
Yeah, guys, we got some new severe weather popping up. This is now for southwestern Riley County. A severe thunderstorm warning has been reported for southwestern Riley County. This is until 6 o'clock at 5:13. A severe thunderstorm located near Grandview Plaza. It's moving north at 35 miles per hour. There could be golf ball-sized hail with this storm. This was spotted by trained weather spotters. They have already reported golf-sized hail 4 miles southeast of Junction City. That was about 10 minutes ago. Locations impacted include Western Manhattan, Ogden, Riley, Leonardville, and Tuttle Creek Lake. Also, Keats is in there as well. So if you're in the area of this storm, for your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of any building. Once again, that is for southwestern Riley County until 6 o'clock. Severe thunderstorm warning. Locations impacted include Western Manhattan, Ogden, Riley, Leonardville, Tuttle Creek Lake, and Keats. And there has been another severe thunderstorm warning pop up just a matter of moments ago. A severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Geary, eastern Morris, and southwestern Waubunsee until 6 o'clock at 5:08. A severe thunderstorm is located near Wilsey. It's moving north-northeast at 35 miles per hour. It was spotted near Council Grove. 2-inch hail is possible, 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. Locations impacted include Alta Vista, Dwight, and Parkerville. Once again, that's in effect until 6 o'clock. And that's not the only two. There's still that third severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Geary until 5:30. Locations impacted include Junction City and Grandview Plaza.
All right, appreciate the update there. We'll continue to keep you up to date on what's going on with the weather. I'll throw this out there, too, because I'm just seeing it for weather in Waco. The K-State baseball series with Baylor has been rearranged. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow, 2 and 6:30, that you will be able to hear on K-Man, in addition to the game tonight, which pregame coverage will kick in at 6 o'clock as soon as we are done here. So the weather altering things, not just around here, but also in Waco, Texas. No way to make a smooth transition from that, but you were talking about Shaq Linwood and
Baylor
offense.
As I was saying.
Yeah, that's right. Baylor's offense and their balance is a great example. Now, K-State's offense is not going to be as explosive as Baylor's, even if it is balanced. But Shaq Linwood, throughout the course of his career, had a season in 2013 with 100-plus carries, 128, where he averaged 6.9 yards a carry. And he had a season in 2015 where he was four shy of 200 carries, and he averaged 6.8 yards per carry.
That's exactly what you're looking at.
Yes. The balance of the offense setting that up. Now, you could argue, I suppose, that Linwood perhaps a bit more explosive than Alex Barnes, but I wouldn't. It's not like Shaq Linwood is Darren Sproles in terms of speed and breakaway ability.
And you also could probably throw in there that against Baylor, your secondary is going to be playing a little bit deeper. Your linebackers are going to be more lined up in pass coverage situations. I mean, Baylor also did some of the wide splits with their offensive line. You know, there are some other differences there, but the core of the case that I'm making is just that if you can have a balanced offense and you've got a veteran offensive line and an explosive running back, good things are going to happen with that running back, and all of the ingredients are there for K-State.
It's still just saying it out loud, breaking a record set by Darren Sproles and having over 100 carries and averaging 6.5 yards per carry, which is basically what it'll take there. Still seems like a far-fetched idea for Alex Barnes, but when you really break down the numbers of what he has done and the expectations for the offense, I think that is something that could be coming up in the rearview mirror for Alex Barnes next year in 2017. The expectations are going to be there that he will be capable of doing something like that. I will put it that way. We're all on here in hour two. You can't be serious at 5:50. 5:40, more on that gold Tommy Tuberville quote about Lubbock, Texas, comparing it to both Siberia and Iraq. But when we come back, Gene Taylor sets the record straight on some of that Bruce Weber contract extension noise from a few weeks ago.